music from the XX, that's Angels from their latest album. Before that, we heard some Sunkill Moon, Calexico from Algiers, the Corin Tucker Band, some new music from Camper Van Beethoven, the Eels, and Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down with the title track from We the Common. We started off with Band of Horses doing one from Mirage Rock. Well, as I mentioned, we have some live guests here in the studio this evening. You've been hearing a couple of tracks from their new EP, but we have them here live. They're getting ready to celebrate the release of I Played the Queen. We'll tell you all about how you can get your hands on that and how you can go see them. But first, I am going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Studio for some live music from Dear Fawn.
Dear Fawn! John Fogerty for life!
Thank you. drink me.
Dear Fawn, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back to chat with them and hear some more music, both live and from their new EP. And we'll tell you how you can check them out this weekend right here in the Miami Valley. Stick around. There's more to come here on WYSO.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined here in the studio by the members of Dear Fawn. Welcome. We've got Kyle, Tiffany, Andy, and Tyler.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here in the studio. Now, I know some of you from other projects and other bands, but tell me, how did the four of you come together to form Dear Fawn?
Well, Tiffany and I were hanging out one night. This is Kyle, by the way. Wait, you don't know my face on radio?
Hanging out on the Roseanne forum.
Yeah, we were hanging out on the Roseanne forum one night, and she asked about singing on my PA, and so I let her, and hey, she has a great voice. So we started like doing demos together, and then I played them for Andy and Tyler, because we're in the band King Elk together, and we were hanging out one night, and they were like, hey, we could help you. So they did, and here we are.
It's all true.
And a band was born. What was it like getting started from, you know, just kind of trying things out and singing to actually writing the songs that appear on I Played the Queen, the new EP?
It was really easy.
Super easy?
Well, all of it. Yeah, once we started to get some momentum, it was easy. When Tiffany and I were demoing stuff early on, and I was trying to play all the instruments, that wasn't exactly the easiest thing in the world.
It was really rough. I had a lot of ideas, but I couldn't play any instruments, so I hummed everything to him, hoping he would get what I was going for. And sometimes
he did,
sometimes he didn't.
And there were a lot of rules early on.
There was a lot of rules. I wouldn't let him hit cymbals.
There were no
cymbals. I can hit as many cymbals as I want. I have complete cymbal control.
We total cymbal control.
Zero reverb to Reverb Nation. You can quote me on that.
Was it difficult, kind of of making the distinction between, I mean, the end result are two very different bands, but since three of you are in King Elk, was it different kind of separating the two projects when you were getting started writing?
Not for me at all.
Andy sleeps a lot, so it was really easy for him.
Well, I don't have to sing or I don't have to worry about anything in this. I just play the drums and sit back and let them, you know, give me all the goodness.
And what was your recording process like for I Played the Queen? Did some of those original demos make their way in some form into the finished product, or did you redo everything from scratch, or what was that like?
Well, I mean, we used songs that we demoed. Half of the songs that we originally demoed ended up on the record, but we did everything pretty much live in one day with John Lakes. The wonderful John Lakes. Yes.
Very cool, very cool. And this is a Gas Daddy Go release,
yes.
Kyle. And so being a Gas Daddy Go release, normally those are cassette and digital. Doing something a little different this time?
Yeah, Tiffany insisted on CDs, so we did CDs.
Mine's already scratched. I love CDs.
Now, tell me about the show at Jimmy's. This is going to be a great show. You guys are celebrating the release of the EP, and you're going to be joined by Pharaohs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Pharaohs are the best. Brian Baker.
Also a Smug Brother, too.
And his brother.
Oh, he is a Smug Brother.
Yeah, we forget that.
J-Bird Baker.
No, they're incredible, and they're going to open up, and it's at Jimmy's Ladder 11, which is a nice bar. They got great food, and my roommate's dad owns the place. So
I got to
pitch that. And it's free.
Don't forget
it. Even better.
I heard the sound guy's really cute.
And Tyler does sound there.
Ah, so, okay.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
Nice, nice.
It's a family affair.
Well, let's take a listen to a few of the tracks from the actual EP, and we'll come back, chat a little more, and hear some more live music. The first one we're going to hear is actually my favorite track from the EP.
Ooh.
It's called There Are Tigers in the Basement.
Featuring John Lakes.
Oh, well, see,
John Lakes on bass guitar.
And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO. We'll be back for more with Dear Fawn here in a moment.
What have you done to my head? Was it just ain't thinking the same? Thank you. not coming back. Stack them boxes high. Pack her up out of your life, out of sight, out of mind. She's not coming back, not even pretending to, until she notices me, noticing you. And I have been there one too many times, but not enough to change my mind. Someday when the sun is shining and I don't feel much for crying, come to my door and I'm damaged, girl, but I really should have caught it. We were broken boys, so I guess I bought it. Once wrapped around a finger, I'm not sitting bench. I always knew it may come to this, and now it's come to this. Let's keep quiet, keep me on the side, keep a left in the dark web or something you'll hide. But I don't mind if you don't mind. Trying to get in your head, but I don't mind if you don't mind. Someday.
Music from Dear Fawn. That's from their new EP. It's called I Played the Queen, and they are celebrating the release this Saturday night at Jimmy's Ladder 11. They're going to be playing with Pharaohs, and Dear Fawn is here in the house with us tonight on Kaleidoscope. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. I want to talk a little bit about some of the influences you're bringing to this sound. I really, really like it because it's got, there's a little bit of surfiness in the guitars, but there's a lot of British influence. What kind of influences are you guys bringing to the songwriting for this band?
Well, I really don't even play the drums, so I just kind of try and hang around. So I have nothing to do with it. So
that's
nothing.
That's a huge influence.
Yeah.
The lack of influences is thereby an influence.
Yeah.
What do you listen to, Tiffany?
I like Yacht and LCD Sound System, which is probably where you get a lot of the British weird, like, electronic-y kind of stuff. But I think the EP is very sporadic. We had a lot of ideas, and we just went with all of them. Now we're kind of a little more cohesive with our sound, but we really wanted to get all that we have out just to have it.
Yeah, just a tangible thing to have. we wanted to get all the good ones we had, and I think we have honed our sound a little bit since then.
And do you guys want to, are you looking to get out on the road or stick pretty local at this point? Have you decided that yet?
Cookie.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
It's up in the air.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I really like John Wayne movies.
So you're going to get out on the road on a horse then, I guess.
I mean, if you're going to go old style, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Covered wagons and whatnot.
The original horsepower.com.
Well, I know that people can obviously get the EP at the show this weekend, but if we've got out-of-towners listening or people that can't make it out, where can they get their hands on this?
Yeah, visit our Gas Daddy Go Bandcamp, which is gasdaddygo.bandcamp.com.
It's also at local record stores, I would imagine, right?
Yes, it will be at Omega Records, for sure. Mm-hmm. Probably the Record Gallery.
Oh.
Possibly Toxic Beauty.
Oh,
if we get really motivated.
If you make it back out.
Or, you know, or just send us, you know, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DearFonz.
Or come over to Kyle's house after the bar closes.
Yeah, and we'll just hang out and I'll play it for you.
All of the above.
I just can't believe Kyle's naked right now.
that's the really weird, awkward
part
of all this.
That is the strangest thing. Yeah. I just have never seen it.
Naked, but still in management mode.
GasDaddyGo.bandcamp.
It is the magic of radio.
He's a little taller today.
Yeah. Well, what does the horizon look like for you guys now that you've got the EP going? Are you, Tiffany, you said you guys have kind of honed your sound. Are you already writing new material and thinking towards a full length or?
Right now we have enough material, I think, to go ahead and make another EP or just take some of the original songs and make a full length. We're just trying to decide what we think is in our best interest.
Wherever the wind takes us, Julia.
I like it.
The horizon is stormy.
Yeah. We're very windblown individuals.
I like it. I like it. Well, I assume that people can keep an eye to the Facebook for updates on where you guys are and
yes, ma'am.
What you're up to and all that good stuff.
You got it.
Yeah, we're still on MySpace, too.
Hey, why not? I heard it was coming back for like 5 seconds.
We're
so.
AOL chatting, too. If anybody wants to chat. And my pager number is 90. So if you have any show requests, just page me.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I'll get back to you on a payphone.
But in the meantime, while all that old technology is looping around and around, check out Dear Fawn this Saturday night at Jimmy's Ladder 11. It's their EP release party. They're going to be performing with Pharaohs. Get your hands on this EP. It's called I Played the Queen, and it's out on Gas Daddy Go Records. And guys, I think we want to hear some more live stuff.
Let's do that.
We could do that.
Let's do that.
All righty. We're going to let these guys get set up, and we'll be back to hear some more live music from Dear Fawn. This is Kaleidoscope. Stick around.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Spring State in Springfield and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. We've been talking to Dear Fawn. Their EP release show is this Saturday night at Jimmy's Ladder 11. They're going to be playing with Pharaohs, but you can hear them right now. I'm going to hand things back over to the WYSO performance space.
Thank you. When the sun is hot and you can't find sun,
Dear Fawn, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They've got a new EP called I Played the Queen. The release party is Saturday night at Jimmy's Ladder 11. They're going to be sharing the stage with Pharaohs. It is a free show, so check it out and get this EP from Gas Daddy Go Records. Woo! Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
check them out, Dear Fawn. Jimmy's Ladder 11 this Saturday night with Pharaohs. We'll put some info up on our Facebook page. We're Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Stick around. We've got an interview with local filmmaker Henrik Kudo coming up right after this.